You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It's our privilege to be joined, as we are each week, by one of the greatest of Americans, as far as I'm concerned, my friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, Fred Flights, a career intelligence professional. And by that I mean he has spent some 20 years of his life working as an analyst in the Central Intelligence Agency. He also served as the chief of staff to Ambassador John Bolton when he was the Undersecretary of State. He also has served on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, often known in Washington circles by its acronym, the HPSI. And as a result, he is especially and perhaps uniquely qualified to help us make sense of what on earth is going on at the moment involving a memo that the majority of the House Intelligence Committee has authorized to be released. As we speak, the decision is with the president. By the time this goes to air, he may have acted, but we're going to probe and explore with Fred Flights the various rationales, justifications, excuses that are being offered up both by members of the House Intelligence Committee and others for not releasing that memo. But Fred, with all of that, let me just say thank you for joining us and for helpfully walking us through what's going on with this House memo.
Well, Frank, it's good to be here. Well, let's get down to brass tacks. Someone's lying here. Either the FBI is lying that the release of the Republican memo and the Justice Department would cause grave national security damage, or Congressman Nunes is lying that the FBI is simply trying to obstruct. They can't both be true. Now, ordinarily, it's really unheard of to imagine a member of Congress would ignore such an urgent demand and warning by the FBI and the Justice Department. It's extraordinary the Justice Department would, and the FBI would be accused of such political meddling. My view is, look, I've been on the House Intelligence Committee. I've helped staff. I've written staff memos. I've worked with some of the members there, both personally, and I've met some of them since they left. I've got to tell you, I can't believe they would say what they've said about the objections by the Justice Department and the FBI that they were not true. And given the meddling during the election to hurt Donald Trump and to look the other way and give excuses for Hillary Clinton for her serious violations of handling classified information, a private email server, I believe lying during the official investigation. The FBI and the Justice Department just aren't credible on this issue. And this is a terrible state of affairs that we have to consider such a possibility. So my view is we've got to get this memo out, and we have to get past the noise being created by careerists in the FBI and the Justice Department. And we have to completely disregard what the Democrats are saying, because they have no interest in getting to the truth.
Now, I did want to turn next to what the Democrats are saying, Fred Flights. They're claiming that the committee's majority, and I think you're right to say, you know, this isn't just Congressman Nunes and his particular views on this. This is a view that is shared by all of the Republican members of the committee, which is saying something, because there are quite a number of them that would, under other circumstances, I think almost certainly accede to the kinds of complaints that you've just described coming from Justice and the FBI and elsewhere. But in this case, the Democrats are saying, wait a minute, they've cherry-picked the evidence. They've ignored or simply not read some of the underlying documents that they're pointing to as justifying these findings that are in the four pages. They've actually changed the memo since it was approved by the House Intelligence Committee's majority. Can you, first of all, help us understand those rationales for not going forward? And more to the point, Fred, talk about what are the implications of this kind of very clear partisan rift between members of the committee. I don't think it's always been thus. In fact, I think in much of the past it hadn't been. But talk us through all of that, if you would.
Well, as I said, I've helped write memos like this. I've also discussed this with a member of the House Intelligence Committee staff just yesterday. And this is my read on it. Normally, memos like this are written by Republican and Democratic staffers. They try to agree on the main memo, then additional views are added. Sometimes the minority will write a long dissent. But the Democrats were excluded from the drafting of this memo. Why was that? The reason is because they've leaked everything. they've become impossible to work with. It's so bad, the Republicans had to resort to this extraordinary process. Basically, I was told anything that will hurt Trump, Congressman Schiff will leak. It's happened repeatedly. There's this allegation that the members have not read all the underlying intelligence. There is some truth to that. The reason is that some of this information has only been made available to one member on each side and one staff member on each side. Gowdy was a Republican member who was allowed to read sensitive FISA-related information. What he read and what that staffer read has been memorialized in this memo. So this charge that Nunes hasn't read this information, that's because he excluded himself from this investigation at the beginning because of false attacks on him. It's a completely bogus charge. I think this is a memo that reflects a very desperate political situation that the Democrats have created. And what we have here, Frank, is a Democratic Party and members of the House Intelligence Committee. Their sole purpose is destroying the Trump presidency, and they are prepared to use U.S. intelligence. They are prepared to abuse our Justice Department to do so. It is an unbelievable abdication of their responsibility as elected representatives of the people.
Fred, there's so much to what you said there that I'd like to call attention. But one thing that really jumps out at me is in part this kind of partisanship. And the irony, of course, is that the Democrats are claiming this is all a partisan manipulation by the chairman. Another in a long series now of acts of deflection, it seems to me. If there is partisanship, it's the partisanship that was exhibited in the FBI and the Justice Department under the Obama administration. But one other piece of this is it's absolutely predictable, is it not, that you would get this kind of meltdown between Democrats and Republicans, given the kind of people that Nancy Pelosi personally is responsible for selecting as members of the Intelligence Committee. And one that comes to mind, Adam Schiff, is a notorious leftist partisan, but a particularly egregious example of this was Andre Carson, a man with extensive ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, for heaven's sakes. And he's on this Intelligence Committee, I believe, for the purpose of undermining its usefulness, if not actually the national security. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, let's stipulate that both intelligence committees have a long history of breaking down along partisan lines when the country is politically divided. This happened during the Iraq War. I was on the committee then. There were some really ugly scenes in the committee, and I know this also happened in the Senate Intelligence Committee. So this myth in the media that the committee is broken down because of the Republicans, that's just not true. But what you said about the membership of the Democratic side is exactly right. This is a select committee to keep partisans like Schiff and people like Andre Carson, who could pose intelligence problems, off the committee. They're supposed to be hand-chosen by the top Republican and Democrat to put the best possible people on, and people who will agree to safeguard classified information. Pelosi has stacked this organization, this committee, with political hacks, her political lieutenants. By contrast, the Republican members have a former CIA officer. They have veterans. They have people who are, I mean, it's just night and day in terms of political hacks and the serious representatives on the Republican side, some of whom have served their country in the military or have served their country as intelligence officers. Those are the kind of people who are supposed to be on this committee, not this bunch of people who Pelosi put on. Their sole purpose seems to be to run to get on MSNBC and CNN every single day to bash President Trump and to leak classified information.
Fred Flights, thank you for your time as well as for your extraordinary service to our country on the House Intelligence Committee staff. Next up, David Goldman joins us, bringing an economist's eye to assessments of the changes at the Fed and the humiliation of the United States by the Turks in Syria. That and more straight ahead.